Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an
EDIT
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
Ends at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
He knows nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
You make a lot of salient points, Edith. You make a lot of salient points. Welcome to ENN on a Friday. Yeah, Memorial Day Friday, or as it's known in some places, Memorials. It's Memorial Day Friday. Doesn't feel like a normal Memorial Day, that's for sure, but I'm looking forward to the three-day weekend. I hope everyone out there gets to relax a little bit. And to all the people who have to work and on the front lines, and by that I mean not just people in the hospitals, of course them, but also the people who be delivering food and working at restaurants and the CVS and Duane Reade's and bodegas and everywhere else. Showing you guys love, because we'll all try to go to things that comfort us, and there are people that have to actually step outside and do those things. So grateful to everyone. Start off, though, tonight by saying good evening to Michael.
And we did it from the backseat of the Hummer.
Yeah.
The real gem of that drop is it's always Don's agreeing that makes it. It's almost like his nice job when you messed up Lin-Manuel Miranda. Can I hear that one more time, RJ?
And we did it from the backseat of the Hummer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we say good evening to Don.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous... Ladies and gentlemen, the radio host who puts up with Michael K. every day, Don LaGreca.
Nice.
When's that from?
That was from yesterday's Facebook Live about Sports Phone with King Wally.
Wow. That's mage.
He was nice enough to do that. And also, we had a moment, thank God I was home, to see it. But during that last commercial break, for the first time in her life, Jalen went poopy on the potty.
Oh!
That's big. That's big. You're bearing
the
lead.
I'm so jacked up right now. I need to eat this horse poop.
I don't know if that's an appropriate drop to play there.
And Dave Rothenberg got in touch with me to tell me that he believes that that catch was made by Lewis Bennett.
Wow.
Why does he know that?
He's
and
good.
So I looked it up to confirm, and Lewis Bennett went to jail for murdering his wife.
Are you serious?
Yes. So, oops. Things you stumble into, right? I mean, for us, not him.
That was such
a
dark...
There was more to it.
What a dark turn this segment just took.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that either, but good job, Jalen. Let's get back to the good news.
Let's see how things turned out for him after that big kick.
Oh no. Okay. They can't do where are they now?
No. Surprised they kept it in there.
Remember that catch, sports fans? Where is he now?
That's not
behind
good.
Bars.
It's not what you want. Hey guys, the Jets have a new quarterback. Backup, that is. His name is Joey Flacco. All right? Hofstra's own. Hofstra, right, Doc?
Hofstra? No.
Delaware.
Delaware.
Delaware zone. But he's from Long Island? Or did I make that up?
You're making everything up.
I'm looking this up.
Yeah, I admire the fact that you went for it. You know, you couldn't say you were sure.
You think? Let me see here. Joseph Vincent Flacco, all right? He went to Delaware, that's correct. But he was born in New Jersey, I apologize.
Yeah, South Jersey, right? Let
me see. Audubon, New Jersey. You know where that is?
Yeah, it's down the shore. It's like southwestern, it's like right outside of Philly.
You know, I'll just say this. In being completely wrong that he was from Long Island in some way, I feel better about the fact that it was Jersey. If I had looked up and it said, born in Cheyenne, you know.
Yeah,
or,
but you know what?
It helped.
He said Long Island. He was born in in Camden County. It's
almost Philly.
It's Jersey adjacent.
Well, no, it's Jersey, but it's not tri-state.
But is that part of Jersey really Jersey, or is it Jersey?
He's in New Jersey,
but is that part of New Jersey?
He's not in the tri-state area. You try to make it
local.
But you
had him in Hofstra.
Yeah,
yeah. Wrong school. Wrong. Yeah.
Why don't you just stop the segment now? I mean, you have all show to work on this, and that, you come out of the gate with Hofstra.
Michael,
no, Wayne Corbett.
Yeah,
Ballard
is confusing him with.
I don't know. Honestly, it's just that when he was on the Ravens, and we would make fun of him a lot because my friend Jeff is a Ravens fan, and we just kind of like give his name sort of an Italian zhuzh to it, I just at some point made up the Long Island part. I don't know why. Joey Flacco all of a sudden ended up in Long Island. Who knows? Ballard weighs in that Joe Flacco is the new Eric Weddle. I hope there's not a drop from that. I already have a bad sneeze today. So it's been a tough day in a lot of ways. So.
You know, it's almost like for like those old sound effect albums that you'd have at radio stations. Like
hit
that
sneeze.
Would be the perfect sneeze.
RJ, hit the sneeze button. So Flacco is expected to be ready for training camp, whatever that means these days.
The Willem scream of sneezes.
And it's a one-year deal worth $1.5 million, but with incentives, $4.5 million, according to Adam Schefter. Obviously a huge upgrade, though. Listen, would the Jets have had a chance in those games last year if they had Joe Flacco? No, probably not. Would they have been the world's most offensive, the most embarrassing moment we've ever seen in football offense? No, I don't think they would be. I think
well because you wouldn't have to dumb it down the way they. By the time they got to the third string quarterback, they were running like play easy stuff, right? But with Joe Flacco,
go to the sewer cap and make a left.
You know what it was in Tecmo Bowl, Don. If you just get lazy and press up and A for every play on offense,
yeah, something easy.
I think Rich Samini had that over the last 4 years. Flacco made $54,000 a day. With the Jets, will be making $4,000 a day, which still isn't chump change, but.
Don, do you remember the plays from Tecmo Bowl?
Well, there was that sweep to the right.
That's up in A.
Yes, but I don't remember it was A. And then I also remember the little cheat code where with certain quarterbacks, you would just drop back all the way to the other end zone. And then you could throw the long bomb, and it would always be completed for a touchdown.
My favorite play was the pass play when you push to the right and A. That was my play right there.
And see, that simple stuff, I would much rather play that than any, like, Madden today.
Donna, you know what? I wish you had a PS4 and could play the golf game with me. It's so good. It's so damn good.
You know I love it.
And they're not paying me. I reached out to them because they're putting out a new one. And you know me, Michael, you know what I'm doing.
Schnurring.
Yeah, I'm trying to schnur. If I'm playing this game and talking about it, I want to get paid. That hasn't happened yet, but I will tell you, the club, when they come out, it's really fun. It's a fantastic game. I wish Ballard had a PlayStation, because we considered playing golf this weekend. I don't see it happening.
I thought you were going to see your parents this weekend.
It's not happening either.
Oh.
They bailed.
Is it because of the not being able to go to the bathroom? Because I thought about that.
The bathroom.
Like, that's a legitimate issue.
The bathroom is a concern, for sure.
It's got to be number one.
It's very high. I mean, every woman who I've ever been close to in my entire life, my mother included, the idea of dealing with a trip for 3 hours that doesn't include the bathroom is basically impossible. And so you have that. Then you have the fact that the weather's not very good. We were going to go to Royal Farms in Delaware and pick up chicken. And
gotta take care of your chicken.
I don't know why that was funny, but.
Wow, you guys know how to party. Hey, where are we going? Royal Farms is going to pick up some chicken, and then we'll turn around and make a three-hour drive back because there's no chicken available in New York City.
Well, hold on. My parents live in Maryland, though, and I live in New York, where we're going to meet halfway.
But why Royal Farms? Why not at a Zabarro or something like that?
Oh, my God. Have you ever had Royal Farms chicken?
No.
Royal Farms fried chicken, Don. If you think you weep at the Garden, if you even wafted and took a smell of the Royal Farms chicken, you'd faint. You'd fall face first and faint. It is so
face
good.
Face first?
Yes, into the glass. It would be a mess. They'd have to clean you up. The Royal Farms chicken is that good. But anyways, we were going to pick up chicken and go sit outside and eat somewhere, but it's going to be like 50 degrees and cloudy and maybe rainy tomorrow.
Just take the trip down to their house and just be with them.
And do and stay where? Get a hotel? And then
stay
just
in
like
their house.
I'm not going to stay at their house. Why? We were going to social distance, get together anyway.
But you've done a great job. You have not interacted with people. You've stayed in your apartment.
I mean, not interacted with people. There's 600 units in my apartment. I was in the bodega yesterday.
But with a mask.
Sure. Again, it just depends on what you believe is okay. And I could just tell they were uncomfortable with it still. So we're going to win.
Okay. Well, they're not that really into seeing you anyway.
Do you think that's what it is?
I believe it. If it was Nick, it's a different story.
We were going to go to Royal Farms in Delaware and pick up chicken.
I found the whole, I went to see my mom the other day.
You did?
Yeah, because I had to pick something up for the taxes.
Well, and after Michael's offended her the way he has, at least
and
he can do.
She invited JJ. Some of the neighbors to see the kids, right? So there's a neighbor in front of her house and another neighbor in front of their house. And then my Aunt Dot came and she stayed on the sidewalk. And
is that short for Dorothy?
That's right. Okay. And then my mom was on the front stairs. And she was thrilled, right? To be able to see the kids in person, thrilled. I found it heartbreaking.
Mm.
That, you know, we had to stay away from each other and we're wearing masks. So
it's a lot.
I'm happy for her that she, because she's been seeing them on FaceTime and it's been great. But so she got to see them in person. So she's thrilled about it. And I was thrilled to finally, see her in person. But I walked away. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before in my life.
Wow. I get it. I was outside today with Bear standing on Riverside Drive. And I had a moment where I looked around and just saw the street was pretty crowded. It was pretty nice during that point of the day. It wasn't like insane, but there were people out. And thankfully, every single person I saw, maybe 40 people around me in different places, were wearing masks. But I'm just like, I can't believe this is what's going on. I just can't. I just like, you know, you ever have those moments where you're just looking around and you're like, this is overnight. You wouldn't have believed 6 months ago if someone showed you a picture. You would never believe it was here where everyone's wearing masks. I mean, maybe we should have been doing it sooner. You know what? By the way, have you guys thought about this? Do you know what's never happening again in life? And this is fantastic.
What is that?
People like Michael, who say they're completely sick but braved it to come to work, that's over. That ain't ever happening again. I am Mike Don, are you ever sitting in a studio with someone who's going, I'm fine. I'm fine. That's not happening. Over.
It'll happen again if there's a vaccine.
No, but now I'm going to be that way just about sickness in general. I think I don't want to be near someone who's acting like that way anymore.
But we've opened up the portal now. We've seen it work here. I don't know how it's going to work moving forward with the cameras. I'm sure Yes is going to want this back. But for a lot of people in the general public, the fact that you can work from home now becomes an option when you're that sick.
Especially when the backgrounds are that perfect, too.
The backgrounds we have going right now. Are you kidding me?
Don's a little crooked today. Don's a little. Have you moved?
Don, is that true?
Just a little bit.
Let me take a look.
I can't afford to touch it.
Oh, no, Don.
It'll
You've thrown us off just a bit. You're hanging low.
Just a bit. It still looks terrific, but it's a little.
You're 98.7. Your 98.7 ESPN is just. Yeah, that's right. You got to pull that up a little bit. That side up just a little bit. I would do anything for the whole thing to break right now.
Jimmy switched it because the thing broke in my hands when I tried to put it up.
Yeah.
So I've got like electrical tape.
But yeah, that whole thing, I just feel like of people powering through at work while they're sniffling and have tissues, I just don't see that happening.
You don't have to. I mean, and not even just for that. It's just like, why do I have to brave it if I have the option of working from home? Now, I don't know how it's going to work for us, but for people that are doing their job from home, guess what? Well, that's now an option.
Well, and I was talking to a friend who works in a totally different field, and he was saying, it used to feel so frowned upon at his job when people would work from home and all this stuff. And he's like, now he realizes his job is basically not made particularly different by being at home.
Didn't Facebook say all the workers until next year are going to be working from home?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, guys. Anyways, so Joe Flacco, 1 year, $1.5 million. And he's actually from Long Island. Trust me. Moving along.
I'll give you $20. If you can give me the name of one Hofstra quarterback that actually played in the NFL.
Is there one famous one?
Well known. He was the thing is, he was drafted before a very, very famous quarterback.
What year?
Don't know the year.
Time period?
25 years ago. 30 years ago?
90?
Maybe a little before.
Trent Dilfer. But his brother.
His name Giovanni Carmazzi. I think he was drafted ahead of Tom Brady. I think he was drafted in the third round.
But when I just asked, didn't I just ask, though, if he was well-known? And you said yes?
He is kind of well-known. Because if you're a football fan, he's well-known.
I consider myself a football fan.
You know what? Maybe you should reconsider.
Don, how familiar are you?
I mean, I know the name. Famous, you know, I think only people that went to Hofstra and, like, really are passionate about Tri-State football knew.
Well, I'm a big fan.
And he's got a very unique name, right?
Third round, 2000.
There you go.
So it was 20 years ago.
That was the same draft, I believe, that
Tomas
Brady was 199 in the sixth round.
So yesterday, I reported that Aaron Judge may have had a bad day.
And he did.
Which Michael and I argued about because his girlfriend picked up a DUI. And I was just simply saying it was bad news because who wants to hear that your girlfriend made a stupid mistake, et cetera, et cetera. However, it turns out the mistake was actually a little bit worse than we realized because during the DUI, she had some choice things to say. Let's go to TMZ for the audio.
Do you understand New York media?
New York media?
Yeah.
I don't know what New York media is now.
Exactly. And you don't understand.
What is New York media?
What do you mean, what is New York media?
I don't know what it is.
So media and listen to New York. Like, my boyfriend is in the spotlight of New York media.
Okay.
In general. And now here I am handcuffed in Arizona. Like, Scottsdale, Arizona. Like, that is not good.
What does he do? Does he own the company, or what is he?
He plays baseball for the Yankees.
Okay.
So this is not good.
I shouldn't feel bad. I should feel nothing but anger for drinking and driving, and she's obviously pretty wasted there. At least that's how it sounds. But it just upsets me to hear anyone who, when you hear people in that state, you just realize how horrible these decisions are. How horrible these decisions are. And guess what? What she's saying there, even though she's seemingly out of her mind, was completely right. She was completely right. It's a disaster.
I'm glad you played the tape because I was under the impression that she gave, "Do you know who my boyfriend is?" She wasn't that. She was like pleading, "This is going to really be bad."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't. You're right. It was portrayed.
I feel the exact same way you feel. You shouldn't pity somebody that gets behind the wheel of a car because they could kill somebody, but she was anguished there.
Yeah, that wasn't – the way it was portrayed in headlines was that she was saying, "Do you know who my boyfriend is?" And that is not the tone
there. That was not what she did.
But what's wrong with people these days, though, man? Like, you hear the state that she's in. When someone's in that state sitting around in the house without a car, they're annoying, and it's a disaster. Like, call an Uber. Why can't people just make that decision? Anyways.
Why did this come out now, though? From what I read, this happened, like, in February.
I never know what happens with these stories and when it gets leaked from the police and then how TMZ gets their hands on it. It's all such shady business, let's be honest. How is it we have that audio?
TMZ gets it.
I know. So they just pay someone in the police department?
Yeah, but so there must be some sort of time period it's got to go through before it can be made available.
Is that it?
Or there's some agreement. I don't know, because why would it take so long? If you get it, you get it, right? But this is February. It's like how many months later?
I don't know, though. I have no idea how shady the business is in that coming out, or if it's someone being like, "Hey, you know, I got something," and it just took time for that to happen. Let's go to something positive. Well, hopefully it's positive. Let's hear Doc Rivers on how optimistic he is about a season restart for the NBA.
Barry, I mean, listen, we know basically what you know. I know a little bit more, but we hear the same rumors. We hear the same stuff. We hear the one location in Florida and two locations, maybe Vegas. I think everybody wants to play. Everybody wants to be healthy as well, though.
It looks like it's going to be sometime in the middle of July. So, Don, when's the starting point supposed to be for hockey?
Well, I was just looking. That's why I've been scouring just to see if they're going to get this vote. And if the vote does go, they need 18 to ratify of the 31. And it looks like they're going to get the 24-team format. That it looks like by the first week of July, they can open up camps. And the hope is that sometime late July, they can start the season.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Don, because Greg Wyshynski was on with DCR earlier today. That's DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg. And he talked about the NHL timeline.
Assuming everything goes smoothly with the negotiation between the NHL and the PA, and assuming that they can get all the things they need to get in place with regard to safety of the players, the protocols they need, the testing that they need, they got to buy all these tests and get them somewhere because they don't want to deprive these communities of tests when they get to these places. The plan is most likely training camps at some point in June, maybe end of June, maybe beginning of July. Return to play probably at the end of July is the thing that we've heard the most. And then you go from there.
It's right there for baseball, right there. If they get everything that they're supposed to get done, they start on July 1st. They're the first major sport that will start.
I know, because there's so much work that still has to be done with these formats. And I don't know if you saw this. I found it interesting, and maybe it's kind of a little peek at how things may go with these hub cities. Like the NHL is talking to 8-9 cities and then narrowing it down to 2 to play, one in the West and one in the East for these playoffs. And Edmonton wants it because Edmonton's got their new building, and it's in the Ice District, it's called, with a bunch of restaurants. And the city of Edmonton has been able to commandeer a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
And movie theaters.
So outdoor areas where people can watch movies outside with space.
Right. It's really a cool thing. So if your family's there, the players can play golf if they're not having a game. Their only stumbling block is that they right now Canada's got this 2-week quarantine for anybody that crosses the border. But they think that if they can work their way around that Edmonton can be one of those places.
Now, RJ, is this trailer for the Tom Brady multi-part series that's coming out? Is this what we discussed, the one that's in the future already? Let's hear it real quick.
Realizing my potential has been what my career has been all about. Things that I've dreamed about have actually come true.
Super Bowl 36.
That's a voice.
Things have happened in my life as I kind of hoped they would happen. It's been, just a complete evolution. You know, how I just kept kind of fighting and clawing to continue to power forward. You just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And you keep trying to make progress. So when I look at over 20 years, I look how far I've come. But there's not one step that I took where I realized, look how far I've come.
A lot of cliches in a short amount of time.
But those series of steps that I put together, I go, wow, that's quite a journey.
What I usually say in these situations, Peter?
Goosebumps.
I'll pass.
I'm good.
Sorry. Damn.
I really don't need to watch something that just sounds to me it's just going to be a glorified let's praise Tom Brady for his greatness 2 hours. We've gone through 20 years.
Two.
I don't need it narrowed down to a documentary about it.
Amen.
Honestly.
And by the way. And you can't, if you were to come at me and go, well, it's the same thing as Jordan. No, it's not. Even though Jordan may have had fluff for Jordan, his character, Jordan's the way he has a tendency to inherently put other people down and talk trash. Like Jordan, whether it was pro Jordan or not, he was inherently interesting throughout the whole thing. I just think Brady's so protected and so... He's still in the phase of his life where he's perfect.
And he's producing it, so there's not going to be any controversy. There's not going to be somebody to talk about how awful Deflategate was. There isn't going to be some smoking gun with that. There isn't going to be somebody saying something negative at all about him. It's just going to be, let's praise the greatest quarterback of all time. And I think we've done that enough, no? I mean, has he not gotten his due? Is that what you're looking for, Michael, out of a documentary with all the things surrounding him? Everything encompassing with him. How great he is?
Yeah, I want some of that.
It's being made by ESPN. You know Michael has no choice here.
No.
You have a salary like Michael's.
I like celebrating greatness.
Oh, come on.
I love announcing Yankee games. Love it.
Okay, not the same thing.
I'm sure it'll be done well. I'm just saying for my own personal enjoyment, all I would get out of it is that's how great Tom Brady is. It's not like it's 50 years ago. I know how great he is. I've seen him play. I've seen a lot of his games. I know how great he is. But what I want to know about is how involved was he in Deflategate? How involved, just being around the Spygate? All those things. Like the relationship with Belichick. Like Michael said, why did you leave?
Right.
Maybe we'll get that.
And we're not getting digging into Aaron Hernandez in the way we need to. And
you don't know that.
Hey, guys, in delusional news, Adrian Peterson has said that he feels the Redskins have a team that has what it takes to be the team that takes it all the way. It's all about just getting the pieces together, getting into our rhythm, and molding as the season starts. He did say, though, there was one offseason move that did not sit well with him. Predictions?
Trading Trent.
Correct. Didn't really like the trade. Obviously, I feel like Trent is the best offensive lineman in the game. I was hoping there would be a good ending to him and what the Redskins were dealing with, but I'm happy for him.
Well, he says putting the pieces together. I think my problem is I don't think they've got the pieces to put together.
I tend to agree with you. Now, listen, they got two big pieces in the offseason in theory. Ron Rivera could be a big piece. Chase Young could be a really big piece. Okay. There's this other piece, though, that they really don't know that much about named Dwayne Haskins. They got a receiver last year, Terry McLaurin. The Redskins have their first really good wide receiver in a very long time. That's exciting.
Are they
and AP
Cowboys
somehow
the
is still good. What did you say?
Before we start talking about championship, can they compete with the Cowboys and the Eagles to win that division? I would say no. Now, wild card. Obviously the loser between Philadelphia and Dallas. You've got Minnesota and Green Bay in the Central Division.
You've got the
Saints and an improved Buccaneer team in the South. You've got the Seahawks and the 49ers.
And what are
the
Rams?
In the playoffs?
Right.
I don't know. Where are they going?
Hey, there's another spot, though. Hey, and speaking of a new spot in the playoffs and new rules in general.
Yes.
A lot of talk about the onside kick being done and a 4th-and-15 from the 25 replacing it. Let's hear from the Walrus Cuckoo Cuckoo. Andy Reid.
I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I know the special teams coaches aren't real big on that. It takes away, obviously, one of the elements of theirs. And then it's also the kickoff, which has been under scrutiny here, and kickoff returns. So to keep the integrity of the game, you like that part of it. On the other hand, if it does pass, and we've got a guy that can do 4th-and-15s. I mean, he would give us an opportunity to be able to do that. So I've got kind of mixed thoughts on it. I would probably stick, being an old guy, I'd probably stick with the integrity of the game as it sits right now.
You may not be able to tell from the audio, but the second he finished that sentence, he picked up a monstrous double quarter pounder with cheese and just went right into it.
I thought that was just a Super Bowl thing. He's continuing.
He's still celebrating, Don.
I believe in societal norms.
Thank you, Andrew.
Now, off the top of your head, greatest onside kick in football history.
The New Orleans Saints one.
Right. That would be the one. I think that'd be the consensus pick. Okay.
How often, the sheer guts of it.
Would Peyton have done that?
No.
If it was
no way. What? Do you know how crazy the
4th-and-15 from his own 25?
With a Drew Brees led offense, they might do that for fun twice a game.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about it today that if you're just a good team, you could just decide I want to start the game with this, or I'm going to come out of the half with this. If I'm down a couple of if I'm the better team and I'm just needing a wake up call, it could be fun.
It could be really interesting.
What are we losing? All right, I know that somewhere Mike Westhoff is listening and flipping out because he probably has 200 plays on how to recover an onside kick.
Really? Well, guess what? As great as Westhoff is, it still works like 3% of the time. So,
but you know, I just ask you the greatest onside kick in football history. You didn't have many to choose from.
My only onside kick memory, Don, is that Thanksgiving game last year.
Yeah, because the Falcons did it 3 in a row, but
never happens.
I think it happened 11 times last year, if that. Like, and it doesn't happen. It's just not a thing. It's time to move on, and now it's something that's really exciting.
Is there a play that you have less confidence in when your team does it in professional sports than the onside kick?
Well, I mean, it used to have a little bit, but
I have none. I never believe it's possible.
That's why it was such a big thing that the Falcons were able to do it 3 times in a row.
I will say this, though. I will miss, though, if it happens when it is recovered, because it's amazing when it is recovered. There are also too many penalties around it. I think there's a way they could have toyed with the onside kick to make the onside kick more realistic for recovery. Wouldn't you agree with that, Don?
Well, because it was until they changed the rule about it, where they couldn't put everybody on one side.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, guys? That'll do it for ENN on this Friday.
Average.
Average only?
You started out with Hofstra.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.